Hello, Steven?
Yes.
Hey, Steven, it's Alfonso from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Alfonso, good. You?
I'm hanging in, you know, just kind of checking in and see how business has been for you.
Not too bad. Pretty good.
Yeah? How was the barbecue that you had with your family? And you're roasting that pig. How'd it turn out?
Really good. You must take good notes.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not going to... you know, talk to you for like 10 minutes a day and then not listen to you, what you have to say to me. How can you forget?
It turned out great. I had a good turnout and everybody ate and drank and played games and had a good time. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. How was your Labor Day weekend?
Uneventful. I labored. Me and a buddy of mine put up a fence around his backyard to keep his dogs in and out, so we dug all the holes by hand and run the stretchers and shot the pickets on. And so when the pickets started going crooked, we quit working. We were drinking too much beer.
Well, I'm happy you had a good Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Well, nice, nice. Yeah, I was just kind of checking in, Steven. You know, has anything changed from, like, the last time we spoke on truck-wise workers? Did you find any new workers that, you know, see?
I've got one that I keep most of the time, and then I got one that I float. And he's on and off, so we got a church that came in. And I got two houses that came in.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how it goes this winter. It might be it's been so doggone dry, it hasn't been raining. Not too many people are looking at their spotting dripping or anything like that.
Oh, man. What do you do for the slow times? Do you shift the focus in your business?
I'm pretty good at woodworking. In fact, I'm pretty good at woodworking. So I made a couple of, I made my son his cradle for his baby.
Oh, for his baby. His baby girl.
Yeah, a couple of his buddies. They're going to have kids. And their wives are pregnant. And so I've got an order for this winter for about 3 cradles right now. And I've got, I told him the price is going to be about $475, $500. It's all handmade, all dovetail joinery, all tendon and mortise joints, hand rub finish on it. And I said, it'll be an heirloom, something you can pass down.
I'm at it.
They really loved the one Steven had, and you just can't beat wood, you know, instead of that plastic shit all over them.
Yeah, like the plastic stuff that you kind of buy from the stores.
Plus these, you know, I make them so they come apart. You can store the thing pretty easily in a closet. And I got, like I say, 3 orders for that. I've got a design where I've got the high chair. And then when you lay it down one way, it turns into a rocking horse. And then when you flip it over, it turns into like a little bench you sit at with a little desk. So, for toddlers. So, I've got a couple of those to make.
Oh, wow. How long do one of those like take you to make?
How long? Depends on... Well, usually when I'm working at the shop and I got the door open, I get about 20, 30 visitors stopping by. Hey, what you doing? You know, and all this shit. So, I don't get interrupted so much. I can get them made pretty quick. But yeah, it's all cash money, and it does pretty good. I've got 2 rental properties anyway that help carry me through. And and I'm just by myself. I got no girlfriend anymore, or no women I have to wine and dine.
Yeah, they get expensive after a while.
Especially if you got one that has kids.
Oh man.
Oh.
She got carriage now.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm in good shape, really.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, Steven.
Yeah.
Are you currently looking to find another girlfriend, or?
I don't know. You know, I love my. You know, she dumped me because I didn't get married. We were together 16 years, and I mean, this girl was the perfect woman in the world too. She was great.
But, wow, you know, what made you not tie the knot or settle down?
Oh man, because you know what? I married my first wife, and she left me, and my buddy just got divorced, you know, and it was his second marriage, and he was crazy about her, and they just all of a sudden decide they're not happy, and divorce, you know, lawyers are too damn easy to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're too affordable, man. Because the guy ends up paying for everything. I don't know, man. I sit there and ask myself a million times I should have married her, but my freedom is. You know, it sounds selfish of that, but you know, when it's 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, and I want to wake up and I don't know, just go down and run through McDonald's at the last minute or go. I go do it. I want to go fishing for a day. I don't report to nobody or nothing.
Yeah, you do what you want. You're your own boss.
I you know, I got my grandkids. Grandkids are great. My children are great.
Yeah,
I
got
my son fixed up his house. He bought a house, and I'm going to help him put a new kitchen in and things like that.
You know, especially
if you get hooked up again, and if they got kids and you got kids, and then you're just trying to go all over the place trying to satisfy, you know, holidays are hell.
I can only imagine.
You married?
I am not married. I just have a girlfriend, like, but it's getting, like, to the point where it's getting serious, and I'm sure she'll expect that soon, so. So it's a little scary, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, and everybody just says, you know, wait till you're 100%. You're never 100%. I'll tell you that, right?
Man.
Everybody says that they're a liar. Because there's too many things that go through your head to think the night.
Right. Yeah.
Prenup, man. I don't know. Does she work?
Yeah, well, she does, like, property management. So she signs up people for either to come check out the homes and the rental homes, and she, like, sits with them, signs the lease agreements and stuff like that. But that's what she does for a living.
You get along with her mother?
Yeah, her mother's awesome. Like, it's crazy to say that they haven't had. Well, I haven't even had any problems with her. You know, we don't fight. We don't do anything, and it's almost been a year. So, knock on wood.
Only in the area, you guys are still in the puppy love stage.
Yeah, puppy love. So,
looking at her boobs instead of her eyes.
Well, normally with that, I have bad luck, so normally they don't stick around for long, so it's this one has been serious, at least enough for in the woman I've dated.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, at least for that, it's all right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, how's the plans for the projects coming up for that home flipping? Are you still looking into that?
Yeah. I'm going to see what interest rates are going to do. They're going to affect you, too. They're talking about raising them.
Oh, are they? So are they doing it soon because of the election coming up, or?
No, pretty much that lady that sets the interest rates for the Fed, she decided that a 1% growth was a good amount, and She already said it was on the radio that she's going to raise interest rates this fall.
Oh, man.
I imagine they'll only go up like either probably 1% or maybe a 0.5%. Something like that.
Oh, man.
But I've been looking right now. Housing market out here in Ohio, around our area. I'm in an area where there's a lot of Amish.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of, I'm right next town, right down the road, is the number one tourist spot in Ohio.
Oh,
and everybody comes out here to see the Amish. So the horse shit on the road and the little cute little Amish kids walking down the road, and they all think that they're just as down natural as anything.
Uh-huh.
Which cracks me up, because I do a lot of Amish kids and Amish girls. When I was in high school, these Amish girls would come into Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have their bonnets on and dresses. They'd go into the bathrooms and change. They'd come out in the tight jeans and the makeup on. they were awesome looking chicks.
Uh-huh.
They'd go out and party, and then they'd go back home and put their Amish clothes on so Dad didn't kick, chew their ass out. And they got a thing out here where the Amish kids go through Rumspringer. You ever hear of that?
Nah. What is that?
The Rumspringer is a time when they're 16, 17, 18 years old.
Uh-huh.
Where they're allowed to go nuts. They're allowed to go free, decide if they're going to stay with the church or break away. Everything revolves around the church.
With the Amish? With the Amish?
Yeah, they're either going to break away from them or stay with it. And if they stay with it, then they have to abide by whatever their bishop tells them what they can do and what they can do. So they just had on the news the other day. See, and these kids get together and they rent this big farm off of somebody, and they pay $20 a head to rent this farm, and then they have all this booze hauled in, rock bands come in and they play, and they just go nuts. The sheriff's they were just arresting a shitload of them because they were all underage drinking and things like that.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
It's kind of funny. You gotta Google that crap one of these days.
What is it called?
Rumspringer.
Rumspringer.
Rumspringer or something like that. Just Google the Amish country. Sugar Creek, Ohio. Sugar Creek in Millersburg. We got a huge population of Amish around here. But anyway, the land is ridiculously high.
The land right now?
Oh, the land in this area is ridiculously high because it's a lot of old farmland, and a lot of people up north, Cleveland area, Akron area, Sandusky, they come down here on the bus and they take tours, and they want to live down here in the peaceful Amish country, and these Amish guys, man, they ain't selling their land for cheap, boy. They're making buku bucks.
Man, and who are they selling it to?
People moved out from up north to live, to retire to.
Okay.
And there's tons of carpenters, Amish carpenters and bricklayers. I mean, trades are just ridiculous out here. They just got an overwhelming amount of tradesmen that do home building and barn building and barn raising.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
They got a whole country store out here called Lehman's Hardware. That's even on the web. And it sells old country stuff. You can still buy a wringer washer that's operated by, now they buy like these little Honda motors. They hook them up, hook these washers up to like a belt and a pulley. And they run these washers off of that, or they run compressors. They run a lot of their tools run off compressed air. But this Lehman's Hardware Hall has got everything like they used to make in the old days. They've got old-fashioned stoves that are like brand new, old-fashioned refrigerator, gas refrigerator. You ever heard of a gas refrigerator?
No, I haven't. I've heard of an electric refrigerator, but not gas. Is that one a little bit different?
It has a gas line that runs into it, and you light a pilot light, and it's a refrigerator. A lot of these farms got natural gas on their land, but they're not allowed to have electricity.
Right. Oh, that's crazy.
They have a generator.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Damn.
This old hardware store, you gotta type that in. Once you can't believe all the solar equipment you can get, all the old fashioned water pumps you can get.
Mm-hmm. Is it a lot cheaper out there for all that stuff?
The price is up there.
Mm-hmm.
It costs money to live off grid.
Right. Yeah, I can only imagine. I've lived in Bakersfield and it's like in the middle of nowhere.
Bakersfield?
Yeah, have you been in Bakersfield?
No, I've never been to California. I rode my Gold Wing to, I took a big trip, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Montana, North and South Dakota, Idaho, Glacier National Park, I did that. I never made it into California, though.
Oh, yeah, I have a couple of clients out there in New Mexico and in Texas.
Okay. You've been selling some mortgages, have you, or?
Not necessarily mortgages. We just do equipment financing for like the businesses, and we do working capital. So it's like unsecured cash. So the businesses can either use that for whatever they see fit for their business. And I've been doing a lot of equipment. A lot of people need a lot of restaurant equipment or either some heavy machinery for their businesses. A lot of construction companies and oil field rigs. It just kind of depends.
These restaurant equipment that you loan to, is that established restaurants or somebody just start?
Well, yeah, they established restaurants. They have to have at least a year in the business where we base it off of for equipment. It's either their credit score and then how long they've been in the business and what industry, and then that's how we kind of determine the rates. But a lot of these equipment that they're financing, they're not getting approved. They either have bad credit and stuff like that. But we work with A through D credits here, so we get them financed all the time. And a lot of the clients either get restaurant equipment, just little stuff like that. They don't want to deplete their cash, so they just finance it at a cheap rate.
What's your bestest interest rate do you know of?
Well, on average, I've seen lowest has been 2% for our equipment financing, and it's a monthly payment with that. But with our working capital, it's been we have daily payment plans, we have weekly payment plans, and monthly. So it kind of depends on what they look like on paper, and you know how long they've been in business, what their sales were like last year. Their industry they're in, so it's a series of factors, but the lowest I've seen it was 2%. What kind of interest rate are you kind of looking at to getting?
I don't know, but I'd probably be happy with 4.
Happy with 4%?
I got some old AT&T stock my uncle left me. When he first AT&T started, so it's divided a couple times. So there's some money there.
Okay.
I tell you honestly, I'm just having a hard time swallowing another payment. I got everything else is paid off. I'm finally seeing the point where I've only got. I've got 2 payments I'm doing, one to finish off my house, which is around $19,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the house is valued at $130,000, which seems small for you guys out there because you guys are like, you can't buy a dog house for $500,000. Am I right?
And you're right. You're not lying.
$500,000 would buy you a freaking mansion out here.
Oh, yeah. I can
imagine. I'm talking 4,000 square foot house for $500,000. Easy. And I built my own house. Now, I built my own house for $60,000. And it sits on 3 acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, this will make you roll over, too. I'm renting it out for $700 a month.
Oh, man.
And it's a 2,000-square-foot home.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, something like that over where you're at would cost someone probably just, you know, $1,800, $2,000 a month just to run it.
No, yeah, for sure. I have a studio that I'm living at right now, and it's $1,300 just for a studio. Yeah, it's ridiculous, and it's a, there's no rooms, it's just a kitchen, a bath. Well, yeah, after, I mean, I kind of want to get some, a little bit more experience. What kind of jobs are out there?
Crap.
There's no good jobs.
You know, if you're going to do your financing over the phone, it don't matter where you're at.
That's true. I could do the, anywhere I'm at, right?
That's exactly it.
I never thought about it like that.
Son-in-law just got a job with Huntington Bank. He does all their, he does their programming for their mortgages.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he I don't, I think he's gonna be making around, I think he's gonna be making around 55 a year or 60 a year.
Mm-hmm. Are you working on your app yet? Well, that's still decent. Are they living in Ohio also?
Yeah, they're living by Columbus.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And we're here in Dover. We're like a half hour. I don't know if you ever heard of the Football Hall of Fame.
No, I haven't. I heard football's pretty big out there, though.
Well, yeah, football's huge in Ohio, like it is in Texas.
Uh-huh.
You know, we got the Football Hall of Fame here in Canton, which is a half hour away. That's where the enshrinees are. And that's where pro football kind of started, all that area.
Mm-hmm.
So there's teaching jobs down here. There's lots of teaching jobs. They need teachers. Medical field's big around here.
The medical field?
Medical field's really big in Columbus.
Uh huh.
Banking and medical is really huge in Columbus. So,
And 10. Well, alrighty, Steven. I need to kind of get going. Do you know when's a good time to either follow back up with you? Maybe something does come up. You know, I'd love to help you out. See if we can get you that interest rate of 4%.
I know. I don't want to lead you on, but I don't really see you. Just, you know, like I said, I'm getting into that nice, comfortable itch where everything's getting paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see if you go do more fishing and more time at the titty bars.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Someone's got to get them girls through college.
Someone has to.
Someone has to.
And you're going to be the man.
I'm trying to get them to write a receipt for the tax deduction here.
Are you looking for that tax deduction? At least for that, for 179? Alrighty, Steve. Well, is it okay maybe if I follow up? Maybe something does change in a month or so where maybe you want to take some projects on a little here and there?
September, October, November. Give me a call around.
Not looking to bring anything on. I know
IMTS. End of November, I'm going to sell one of the properties in November. I got a buyer. And I might be looking for a house to buy and flip. So depending on how much money I make on that house, I might have to add to it.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I don't know if you would call that equipment. I don't know how you classify that if I bought a property.
Yeah, I think if you buy a property, it would go under as working capital because you can do pretty much whatever you want for it.
Okay.
Alrighty, Steven. I'll give you a call back. You know, kind of touch base and, you know, see how, hope everything goes good for you.
Alright, man. You take care of yourself.
All right, Steven. You too. Bye-bye.
I promise I won't stay.